Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, we come to your house today and we praise you. We thank you. Let our lips now proclaim all the praises you deserve. We ask in your name. Amen. You may be seated. As you know, how many of you were worried come Thursday about this time today? Because come this time of day on Thursday, we were supposed to be experiencing a Category 1 or a Category 2 hurricane. Well, people were coming in the office, and you know, everybody was worried. And I made this statement to more than one person. Lord, just let that thing turn and go on out to sea or something, and I'll give you praise from the pulpit. Okay? Now, I said that at least five times, and I know of, if not more, out loud to somebody. And one of the times I got this inkling from God, it's easy to give me praise from the pulpit. Will you give me the whole service? What was that again, Lord? It's easy to tell me you'll praise God from the pulpit. I know you will, but will you give me the whole service? Sure, we're not going to have one. Hurricane's going to be here. We're going to cancel church. You got it. Well, here's the thing now. It's not here. We're having church. Am I going to keep my word or not? You see, in Judges, there's a story about a gentleman, Judges chapter 11. It's kind of a horrible story. Jephthah goes out, and Jephthah tells the Lord, if you will give me victory over our enemies, whatever comes out of my house, I'll give you. And if you know the story, he has the great victory, and the first thing come out of his house is his daughter. And he's already made this vow. And he tells her about the vow with the inclination that I can read this the way I want to into the story. You know, he's sorry he did it. And she says, it's okay, Dad. Go ahead. Keep your vow. And she goes off and mourns for her virginity, it says, for 2 months. Now, don't get the idea that she sacrificed. Because what we actually think happens is he kept his vow, but what she did, she basically went and became the Lord's servant. She basically became a nun, okay? But he honored his vow. And the question was, are you going to honor your vow to me? That if that thing turns. Now, I know we're not out of the cone yet. But we're not expecting near the damage we were expecting on Thursday morning. Will you do what you said you will do? So that's why everything has changed. I want us to have a chance to praise God. And I want to tell you a few other things going on. I've told you before that I'm in a covenant group, if you will. All the Lakeland pastors are required to be in a group, and we're meeting within this group, and some of the things that's discussing, the main question on the table, the main reason we're together, is what will the United Methodist Church look like in the coming years to Lakeland? How can we collaboratively, how can we together do ministry in a greater way? Also, within our leadership, and several of the leaders know this, I've been questioning them and pushing them. Sue hit on some of it. We're told to go and to make disciples. How are we doing at that? Is there a way we can go and do things better? Is there a way we can, is it about filling up the seats? Impartial. But it's more about getting people to see Jesus Christ. So how do we go and do things like that? And next Sunday, you'll get the sermon that was supposed to be for today. And in that, I'm going to tell you some of the things I'm asking God for. And there are things that aren't just to fill the butts in this seat. There are things to change the entire landscape of Lakeland for God, Polk County, even the world. There are things that he can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything I can hope, dream, or imagine. And God, I got a vivid imagination. And God, I can see this church and other churches filled 4 and 5 times. Or let's don't fill the church. Let's go out and close down the bar and fill it up. You know, and these things are out of the box. And I got this feeling when I was saying, when God said, will you give me the service? You're asking me to do great things, and if I can't trust you to give me one thing, I'm not going to help you do the others. You see where I'm coming from? And I preached to you several weeks ago that we're scared of the Holy Spirit. But we got to let the Spirit lead us. Well, I'm on shaky ground, on shaky limbs, and I'm trying to let the Spirit lead. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's the way I'm going to operate from this point forward, if I haven't before. I've been pretty well out on a limb before, but that was in my own making more, so maybe. So that's where we're coming from. So I want you to have a chance to praise God, too, for what He's done in your life, not only with the storm. There are other praises going on that you don't even know about. Praises that people who were not supposed to be able to have a surgery have not only had the surgery, they've come out of it well. People who were supposed to die on the operating table, they didn't. They're still here. People who were told, you've got no hope. But yet, guess what? God's in control. We're not. Just like with this storm, God's in control. Here's another thing I want to tell you about the storm. When I was praying that and I was talking about that, and he said, will you give me the service? And okay. And then I got this other inkling from God. How serious are you about me turning this hurricane? Well, I'm pretty serious, Lord, because you know it's going to hurt a lot of people. He said, yeah, but let me ask you a question. What if I have to use that hurricane to destroy some people's lives before they've ever been in their need of me? What do you pray for now? And I had to do a double take. And I had to back up. And I had to say this, well, Lord, I don't want to see devastation, but I want to see people come to you more than I care about anything else. So I'm going to just have to pray this way, Lord. It's in your hands. Your will be done. But protect the life of all people. And can you pray that prayer? And as I prayed that, I got this inkling. What if it costs you your house and your automobile for me to reach your neighbor? How would you answer the question? Got insurance. Should be able to replace it, but it's going to be 4 or 5 weeks living in a hotel or something. You know, 4 or 5 weeks. Who are you kidding? It'd be 4 or 5 weeks before the adjuster even shows up. You know? But do you know the number of people can come? I can get to come to me? And then here was the second question behind it. If it strikes and it's as devastating as to say, do you know what kind of avenues Lake Gibson can use to show my love to people who have never seen me and know me? Does it change the way you think? Does it change the way you pray? I'm still very thankful that it's going the way it's going. But if it took that for us to reach Lakeland, would we be willing to do that? Now, here's the question that they used to say is a $64 question. Do we want to see people reached enough that we'll sacrifice to get them to reach for Jesus Christ? Here's the real question. Where's your heart? Is it in taking my love into the streets and showing it to people in need? Or is it in keeping your little possessions that you have? Is it in getting people to me, to worship me, and helping them? Or is it in just keeping your little kingdom? And I got to tell you, I said, Lord, I don't have a kingdom. I don't want a kingdom. It's yours. You take it. Don't even let anybody ever say it's my kingdom. It's your kingdom. So there's the question, where's yours? That's the sermon you're getting today. But the rest of the service, I want to praise God. I want to praise Him that, hey, first off, thank you, God, we could even have church today. Because we weren't supposed to be able to have church today. Thank you, God, it looks like you're sparing Florida from the worst of the damage. Now, it can still change, but even if it changes, God, I'm going to praise you and thank you this day. And while I'm praising you, God, I want you to protect the Bahamas and those people that are in the path of the storm. And God, oh, by the way, that's just some of the things. There are 100 other things we can praise you for. So get your praise boots on and get ready to praise God. And let me read another psalm to you. The Psalms are wonderful. You would do well just to read through the Psalms every year a couple of times. There's a lot of praises in there. There's a lot of lamentation in there also. But Psalm chapter 9. David writes, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds, all. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O God Most High. How often do we really do that, though? Do we praise him with everything? If you would have been up here when the kids were saying, I praise you with all my dance, would you have danced? You were? Well, I don't have eyes in the back of my head yet. But there's the question. How much will you praise him? Okay, so let's praise God. So somebody give me a praise or give me a hymn of praise that you want to use at this point in the worship service. Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Where's my microphone? You got to have a microphone.
Both of our songs speak to what you're talking about this morning. They could not keep him in the grave, and he is alive.
That's true.
I think we tend to forget that.
We do.
Well, there you go.
Amen. Okay. Anybody else? He made creation. He's controlling creation now. Jackie.
116.
Oh, you want him 116. Okay. Him 116. Glenda, I have no idea what it is yet. I'm sorry? Psalm 116. Never mind. Psalm 116. Okay, let's open the Bible and see what that is. Did you want to sing a solo there? Okay, middle of the Bible, Psalms 116. Psalm 116, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. He inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. And he has done that thus far with this storm. Anybody have a song they'd like to sing? You think what? Psalm 119, what about it? It's the longest psalm in the Bible. It's 150-something verses, isn't it? And you want to read it? There's a comedian in every bunch in there. Psalm 119, how many verses does it have? 176. Well, if you're not going to pick, I'm going to pick. Turn to page 261 in your hymnal. 261. Lord of the Dance. And I'll see if you can dance. Go ahead and stand up. You can't dance sitting down. I danced in the morning when the and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun and I came down Bethlehem,
for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John, they came to me and the dance went on. Dancing, I am the Lord of Oh. whipped and they hung me high, and they left me there on the cross to die. Dance then wherever you may be. I am the Lord and I dance there, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance. Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. I am the dance and I still go on. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance at he. They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I live in you if you'll live in me. I am the Lord of the dance at he. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
Amen. You may be seated. You know, I was thinking, and I've thought this before, me standing here and saying, thank you, Lord, for the answer to the prayer, I'm going to be lambasted. Don't you understand signs? Don't you understand fronts coming down? Don't you understand steering currents? Yeah, I understand them. I also understand they were not supposed to be present when that storm was supposed to be here until I started praying, God, can you please do something? So I'll stand here and look like a fool. And I'll say, God, thank you for the way you worked through nature to do this. And even if it didn't get done or doesn't get come out the way I want it to, thank you, God, for what you've done. You got a praise there?
I just got to tell a little story, and he's embarrassed.
Hi, Charlie, you want to come up here and me stand in front of the church?
This song was played at our wedding as an exit song, and he doesn't remember it. Because
did you dance on the way out?
I did.
I was in shock.
Wait. You were in shock. She was dancing because she had you, but you wasn't dancing because you got her?
I don't know. It was a sort of an untraditional wedding. I didn't want the wedding march played. I picked Fiore Elise for the entrance, and I said to the organist when I was playing this, I want something happy and peppy on the way out, and we picked this one.
But Stephen Curtis Chapman didn't sing it, right? You know, he's got a pop song out with that. Anybody else got a praise? Now, let's have some praises. Joanne Beebe's got a praise, so get a praise on your lips.
I am thankful that the Lord led me to the place where I live now, because I truly had no worries. Not a worry at all. I knew that I was safe, and if I wasn't, if the building blew away, I'm going safe up in the Savior's arms.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else with a praise?
Okay, Psalms 100 is one of my favorite ones. Yes, it's highlighted. Okay. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I'm a big person on praises. Every time I pray and ask God for something, I have to close my prayer with praises. He's our Father. It's just like with us having children. Don't we love it when our children come to us and tell us thank you? Can you imagine how he loves it instead of us always asking, asking, asking? I know some of us are shy. I know some of us don't want to talk in the mic. I know some of us don't want to stand up. But you're not doing it for us. You're doing it for him. If you can stand up and praise him, he will bless you.
Thank you. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives your iniquity, heals your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." What a wonderful God we serve. Rom, you have a praise.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good. Glory to God. He's worthy. He's worthy. And I believe, goodbye August, hello September. I believe we're on the next chapter. And it's, I believe it's okay for me to say this. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Just be glad. And one more thing. What storm? Every day is a storm. Every day is a storm.
Amen, brother.
Especially, what storm?
Especially if you drive on 98 or I-4. Jackie, did you have something else? I didn't finish reading. I didn't get to the good part on.
"What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious is the sight of the Lord in the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord."
Thank you, Jackie, for reminding us of that. Fran Mudge.
Hello. I'd like to sing next, Standing on the Promises.
What number is it?
And 374, because if we stand on God's promises, we do not have to fear.
Okay, we're going to sing 374, but just before we do, we just read a couple of those praises. I'm just going to ask you a question. Do we praise God enough? Do we really thank him enough? And I can ask that from a standpoint of a personal life. Has most of the time, oh gosh, not again. You know, we thank instead of praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that I'm here and I'm safe, even if I am tied up in 98 traffic. Thank you that I have a vehicle. Thank you that I'm in a place where I can go places and I can get the needs I got. I'm not out in the backwoods rainforest where I got a toothache and there's nothing for me to do but chew some aspirin gum off of the bark of a tree. You know, do we praise him for the things we have? Or do we just keep wanting more? And maybe I should ask this question. I know this is a little off base in some way. Do we praise him enough when we come together with our church? And that's exactly what we're trying to do today. Praise him. So, I'm standing on the promises. What number was it? 374? 374. And, hey, you're supposed to be standing, not sitting, so go ahead and stand.
I have a question. What is the difference in thanking God and praising God? I thank him all day long for everything. Is that not also a praise in a way?
I'm going to tell you it qualifies, but here's the difference. Normally, when I thank him, I'm normally thanking him for something he's done, normally, not always. Praising him is praising him for an attribute of who he is or what he is or like if your husband praises you because of your looks, that's one thing. That's who you are, basically, or what he sees in you. If he praises you that you cooked him a good meal, That's something you've done. There's a difference, but they are akin to one another. Is that a good enough explanation? You know, because we can praise God, like Ram reminded us, we can praise God, you're good all the time, even when we don't feel it.
Praise, it sounds artificial. Does that make sense?
When you try to...
When I thank God for whatever, that's genuine, that's coming from me, but when I try to praise Him, it sounds artificial to me. Even though it's coming from my heart.
Let me ask you this question. There's a verse in, I believe it's in Psalms, that says God inhabits the praises of His people. Okay? God inhabits. God lives within the praises of His people. And I've heard sermons on this, that if we praise God enough, He lives inside those, and He comes down and He makes Himself manifest and known within the praises of us. Now, Satan doesn't want God praised, and Satan does not want us to see God at work. So if he can stop us from praising God, he stops us from seeing God at work at times. So there are times when I would tell you this. Satan's glad when we don't praise God, because then we can't give him the praise. And because we don't give him the praise, he doesn't inhabit those praises. He doesn't work the way he could work. You know, I know this is a little different too and out there, but God is omnipotent and he can do whatever he wants to do. But yet he honors us too. And he honors us with the fact that he doesn't do anything that we don't acquiesce to allow him to do in our life in some ways. So we could control God in some ways, or we do, by saying, Lord, you can't bless me. I'm not going to take that blessing. You ever had somebody say, I'm not going to do that. And God says, okay, you don't have to do it. That's right. If you don't let someone do something for you, you're robbing them of their blessings. But let me give you this example. God says that he wants us to prosper. God says that he knows the plans he has for us. God says he's going to take care of us. But yet all we do is walk around out of our mouth, I'm a loser, I can't do nothing right, I ain't never got no money, I know something else is going to come wrong. Okay, I got an extra $20, so the car's going to tear up and it'll be $100. You just negated everything God could do for you with your mouth and with the words. But if you walk around and say, thank you, God, that you are the God of everything. Thank you, God, that you say, I will never be in want because you will provide for me. Thank you, God, that you've got me even in this. Thank you, God, that even now, although I can't see it, you've got an answer coming down in prayer that's going to provide my needs. Thank you, God, that you have told me that I have eternal salvation in you and you're going to take care of me here. And if something happens here, I'm okay over there. Let's go. You just turned it around and you've opened the doors that God can work in your life in, I'm going to use the word, miraculous ways that you don't even know about or think about. And that's a miracle that storm's going that way from what it was supposed to be. So thank you. Okay. Any others? Joe Moon.
94.
Okay, hang on.
Go song 451.
Okay.
Be thou my vision.
But that's going to be my song for next week, okay? Because
it's...
Yeah, you're...